الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا أرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances. Alhamdulillah, الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور. Somewhere there is darkness, somewhere there is light. Somewhere rainwaters are plentiful, somewhere there is drought. Somewhere the flag of victory is being planted, somewhere the bitter taste of defeat is being experienced. Somewhere people are lamenting, exhibiting their sorrow, janazah is being lifted up. Somewhere people are celebrating, nikah is taking place. Constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances, and all these various different circumstances and conditions are under the direct muhkam taqdeer of one Allah. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan, every moment Allah exhibits His shan, Allah exhibits His qudrat. Mudabbir, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition and circumstance in the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. لَيْسَ مَعَهُ إِلَهُ يُخْشَى وَلَا رَبُّ يُرْجَى وَلَا حَاجِبُ يُرْشَى وَلَا وَزِيرُ يُرْتَى. There is no other ilah that has to be feared. There is no other Rabb upon whom there can be hope. There is no doorkeeper or advisor with Allah. مُدَبِّر, the arranger, bila mu'in, without any assistance. مُدَبِّر بِلَا مُشِير, مُدَبِّر بِلَا وَزِير, مُدَبِّر بِلَا بَدِيل, مُدَبِّر بِلَا عَدِيل, مُدَبِّر بِلَا شَبِيه. Allah is the arranger, originator, coordinator, fashioner. Without any assistant, without any partner, without any minister, without any advice, without any similitude. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, from the heavens to the earth. One Allah alone is making tadbeer. It is His hukumiyat, hakimiyat, samadiyat, jabariyat that is controlling everything in existence and no one questions the authority of Allah. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. No one questions Allah. لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت. That which Allah wants to give, no one can withhold. That which Allah wants to withhold, no one can give. And that which Allah decrees, لا راد, that no one can overturn the decree of Allah. Amongst the du'as that are manqul of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find this expression. Almost on a daily basis, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say this, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. That happens which Allah wants. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does as He wants to do. فَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدَارُ. Allah creates what He wants to create. يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah guides whom He wants. يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah deprives of guidance whom He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence, not a biological accident or circumstance or condition or coincidence. Not your intelligence or degree or financial prowess or background. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Wealth and affluence in the hands of Allah. It is His distribution. وَيَقْدِرْ. One poverty, need in the hands of Allah. تَعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace in the hands of Allah. يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah helps whom He wants. يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَن يَشَاءُ. The mercy of Allah is enshrouds whom He wants. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. يَهَبُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَن يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. To Allah belongs the kingdom, the dominion, the ownership of the heavens and the earth. This is a fallacy that human beings have been overtaken with, this concept or idea that any human being owns anything. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. لَا مَالِكَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The owner is only Allah. Everything else is mamluk, it is owned. No human being owns anything. This concept or idea, my property, my belonging, my investment portfolio, my nest egg, my planning, if it was yours, then why do you fear the loss of it? If it was yours, why do you die and leave it behind? La malika illa Allah. The only owner is Allah. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants to create. Sometimes they want female children, male children are coming. Sometimes they want male children, female children are coming. Sometimes they don't want children, children are coming. Sometimes they want children. This fertility expert, that IVF treatment, no children are coming. It is His distribution. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. He gives males to whom He wants, females to whom He wants, pairs to whom He wants, makes barren whom He wants, and no one questions the authority of Allah. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانَ. This expression we find. This is Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching His ummah yaqeen, conviction in Allah. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانَ. That happens only what Allah wants. فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. That happens which Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants, in the manner in which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ. And that which Allah doesn't want, all the armies, all the governments, all the technologies of this world can pool together their resources, it will never ever happen. It is Allah's distribution. Halat and conditions in this world belong to Allah. The distribution of the properties of this world belong to Allah. Someone rich, someone poor, someone tall, someone short. Who is deciding? This is not a biological accident. This entire world is Allah's imtihan gah. It is Allah's examination room. Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala wa nabluwakum bish-sharri wal-khayri fitna wa ilayna turja'un. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshaj nabtalihi faja'allahu sami'an basira. How many places in the Quran Allah says, we prepared this world, we created this world, we filled it, we embellished it, we made it glamorous, we made it attractive. What is the sum total perspective of the reality of this life? لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is testing this insan. Someone made rich, Allah is testing his chastity. Allah is testing his justice. Allah is testing his pride. Allah is testing his reliance on Allah. Someone made poor, Allah is testing, will he turn towards Allah or will he break the command of Allah? Someone given a position of authority, Allah is testing his adl and his justice. This is not some accident. This is Allah's distribution. When did Allah decide? When did Allah decide? What does my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Allah decreed, Allah wrote down, Allah decided what you will be worth, when you will be worth, to what extent you will be worth. When? When? Not now. Not now. 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. The pens are lifted, the pages are dry. The ink is dry. No one will overturn the decision of Allah. Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal. This is wara'ul wara'. This is beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness. More majestic than anything with majesty. More glorious than anything with glory. More powerful than anything with power. More mighty than anything with might. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. He is the ilah of the heavens. He is the ilah of the earth. What we have, normally we find in books of aqeedah, expressions used to describe Allah. قَدِيمٌ بِلَا ابْتِدَى دَائِمٌ بِلَا انْتِهَى. Allah was forever. Allah will be forever. Wallah, my respected brothers, what is this? These words, words are what? They form part of an alphabet. Alphabet, words, this is makhluk. This is a created entity. And that which is makhluk can never ever do justice to describing Khaliq. Allah is the creator. What is this expression, forever? Forever, what does it mean? It means a very, 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 very long period of time. Allah is above time. Allah has created time. Allah has created space. Allahu Akbar. Allah is there, but Allah does not occupy space. Allah has created space. Allah created shape. Allah created form. Allah created direction. Allah Himself is above all this. Allah is the Rabb of this. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib. رب السماوات السبع ورب الأرش العظيم. East, west, north, south, above, below. Turn in any direction. أينما تولوا فثم وجه الله. And you will see the جلوة of Allah. Allah controls all this. Allah Himself is above this. لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Allah is free of the constraints of time also. This tick, 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 tick of the clock, that's for you and I. That is for the makhluk. 1 million years ago now and 1 million years from now for Allah is equal. لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Time is Allah's makhluk. Time is Allah's creation. Ashabi Kahf, those youngsters, they went into the cave, they went to sleep. They woke up. Quran reproduces their conversation when they woke up. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. They started a conversation. How long did we sleep? How long is it possible for a human being to sleep? 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours? Head will pain, back will pain, thirst, hunger, need to relieve oneself. How long can a person sleep? Someone said 1 day. Someone said a portion of 1 day. What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعَةٍ. They slept for 309 years. What was astonishing? That youngster that hypothetically went to sleep at the age of 15, wakes up 309 years later, his age is not 324, his age is still 15. Why outside the cave the clock ticked, inside the cave Allah stopped time. Time is Allah's makhluq. This is an inexorable movement or motion which Quran encapsulates in the expression يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ. Day follows night, night follows day, day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look at the manner in which Quran conditions the mind, draws this insan to appreciate the greatness of Allah. Allah says to them, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ. Ponder, reflect. If Allah had to cause it to remain night from now till Qiyamah, which ilah, which qudrat, which force is going to bring daytime for it? If Allah had to cause it to be daytime from now till Qiyamah, who is going to bring the night for you? Who is controlling this? Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he gave Namrud Dawat, what did Namrud say? He says, you say Allah gives life and death. He called two people. One person he freed him, the other one he killed him. He said, I also give life and death. So what did Ibrahim alayhi salam say? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. My Allah brings the sun from the east, you bring it from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. Everything around us is inviting us. Recognize the Qudrat of Allah. Recognize the power of Allah. Recognize the Kibriyai of Allah. Recognize the Jalal of Allah. Recognize the Azmat of Allah. It is a tragedy, a travesty, my respected brothers, that this concept of what is knowledge has escaped us. This propaganda machinery of Batil 24 hours a day is espousing its message from every direction. What is that message? Paisa ho to kaam banega. Acquire the material things of this world and you will be successful. Accumulate the material things of this world. And what is Quran telling us? Insan naturally aspires to accumulate the things of this world. What does Allah say? مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. Those who desire this dunya, Allah says, we will give it to you. We will give it to you, but not according to your effort. Not according to your intelligence. Not according to your financial prowess. Not according to your know-how. مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. We will give whom we want to the extent that we want. Allah's distribution. Look at the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam reiterated this. Normally we find in ahadith this expression. Sahaba say, Samiatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my knowledge of hadith is very limited, but very rarely we'll find this type of expression in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does my Nabi say? Inna Jibril nafatha fi ru'i. He says, Jibril came and blew this into my heart. Inna Jibril nafatha fi ru'i. Jibril came and blew this into my heart. Why is he saying it like this? Because this is that juncture at which majority of ummah will fail. Who created the heavens? Everyone will say Allah. Who created the earth? Everyone will say Allah. Who are you making sajda to? Allah. Even the bare namazi will say, I make sajda to Allah. But who is Rabb? Who is the sustainer? Who is the nourisher? Who is the provider? Where is the risk and sustenance coming from? There we say Allah, but the but comes in. The but comes in. It is that but that has opened the door to haram. It is that but that has made it permissible to lie, to cheat, to deceive. Allah's Rasul says, Jibreel came and blew this into my heart. Inna nafsa lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqa. It is impossible for you to die. It is impossible for you to die until you do not finish the risk and sustenance which Allah decreed for you, not now, 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. You will not die, it is impossible. And what does my Nabi say? وَإِنَّ الْعَابِدَ لَهُ رِزْقُهُ وَإِنَّ الْعَابِدَ لَهُ رِزْقُهُ. Allah has decreed what each person will get, when he will get, how he will get, work 2 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours, do whatever you want to do. You will not, by the qasam of my Allah, get one penny more than that which Allah decided. Why? Because your risk, your sustenance is not coming from the shop, it's not coming from the job, not coming from the degree. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ. Your risk and your sustenance is coming from the heavens. It is the apportionment. It is the distribution of Allah. Accept this, don't accept it. Understand it, don't understand it. What does Quran say? فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. By the qasam of the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, this is haqq. This is the truth. Accept it if you want or reject it if you want. Why? Because this is Allah's imtihan gah. This is Allah's examination room. You have been given the robe. وَإِنَّ الْعَابِدَ لَهُ رِزْقُهُ. He says, my Allah has decided what each person will get. And look at the vehemence. Look at the authority of the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَلَوِجْتَمَ عَلَيْهِ الثَّقَلَانِ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَسُدُّوا عَنْهُ شَيْئًا مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مَا اسْتَطَاعُوا. He says that the whole humankind and the whole jinn kind get together to stop one penny which Allah decreed for a person reaching him. Mastatau, they will not be able to do so. Allama Suyuti rahimullah, similar thing, he says it in a different way. He says, if this earth had to become lead so that not one blade of grass grows, the sky had to become copper so that not one droplet of rainwater falls, and for one second I doubted where my risk and my sustenance will come from, then I am a kafir. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah says, nothing is moving on the surface of this earth, but Allah has taken upon Himself the risk and sustenance. أَنْبِيَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. This is ilm, this is knowledge. This is a fallacy and lie of the propaganda machinery of Batil today that espousing this message that knowledge is PhDs, knowledge is degrees, knowledge is what is in the archives of the universities of the world. Wallah, my respected brothers, knowledge starts with the pehchan and recognition of Allah. Knowledge is the recognition of Allah. Anything that takes you closer to Allah is knowledge. Look at the vehemence, look at the authority of Quran. Unfortunately, we cannot lament sufficiently the lack of munasabat of the ummah with Quran. Awal is a saying, Quran ek naash na pegham ban chuki. Quran has become an irrelevant message for us. Someone opens a new business, they call few hafiz, read Quran. Moving to a new house, read a little bit Quran. You think someone got jinn or jadu asar, read a little bit Quran. Ramadan Sharif comes, little bit Quran. But what is the message of the Quran? What is the day of the Quran? What is the night of the Quran? Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, whenever I desired to talk to Allah, I would read 2 rakat salah. Whenever I desired that my Allah should talk to me, I would read Quran. من جعله أمامه ساقه إلى الجنة ومن جعله خلفه ساقه إلى النار. What did my Nabi say? The one, and if my ummah will keep this Quran in front of them, this Quran will take them to Jannah. And if my ummah will put this Quran behind their back, the same Quran will take them to Jahannam. Where is the attachment with Quran? One tabi'i, he says, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the haram of Makkah, tahajjud salah, he says, Allahu Akbar. He starts surah Fatiha. By the qasam of my Allah, Usman does not go into ruku' until he reaches Surah Nas. The entire Quran in one rakat of the Hajjud Salah. And what would Usman say? Law tahurat kulubukum, ma shabi'tum min kalam Allahi Azza wa Jal. He would say, if your hearts were pure, you would never get tired of listening to Quran. This is an indication of the lack of purity of the heart. That the ummah today is not attached to the Quran. Ramadan is coming. I'm digressing. Ramadan is coming. I remember a few years ago, Jamaat was in one town. We were going for one program, Tarawih time. Past one masjid, there was no space. Couldn't pass also. So I asked the Rebbe, why? Some foreign speaker, some Qari, what happened? Something special is going on here. Why is there no space? He says, Mawli Sahib, in this masjid they read last 10 surahs. That is why such a big crowd. That is one musibah. Another musibah, what happens? Like one place we saw, that person who doesn't even know how to make istinja also, in Ramadan he becomes a mufti. He wants to know where's the dalil. Becomes an even bigger mufti than Umar radiallahu anhu. One place they had in the parking outside, one arrow pointing this side, parking for 8 rakats. This side parking for 20 rakats. You're not here to go into the fiqh ikhtilaf, that leave to the ulama. But where is the shagaf for the Quran? Where is the attachment for the Quran? Where is the love for the Quran? What did my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? For each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you 1500 hasanat. 20 rakats, 40 sajda, 60,000 hasanat every night. Imagine if the announcement had to be made that in this masjid in Leicester, first Ramadan, after Taraweeh, under the musalla will be 1500 pounds. The nana, nani, dada, dadi, the old infirm, those that can't even walk, we'll bring them to the masjid. Why? Because we understand the value of maal, we don't understand the value of amal. The value system of this ummah is gone upside down. One person brought his child to the Mawli Sahib. He said, Mawli Sahib, make dua for my child. Mawli Sahib makes dua, Ya Allah, make the son of so and so a muazzin. This man gets upset. He said, I told you to make dua, not baddua. Muazzin. What they say, some places, Bangi Sahib. Why didn't you say doctor, lawyer, astrophysicist, engineer, scientist? Muazzin. Yet what did my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? La yudawwadu fi qabrihi. La yudawwadu fi qabrihi. Allah will make the body of the doctor and the lawyer and the engineer and the astrophysicist the food and fodder of the insect of the grave. Allah will make the body of a muazzin haram on the insects of the grave. أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ عَنَاقًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُؤَذِّنُونَ. The people with the longest necks, the highest rank on the Day of Judgment will be those who used to call out Adhan. Why? Because Adhan, Allahumma رَبَّ هَذِهِ الدَّعْوَةِ التَّامَّةِ. Adhan is complete, perfect da'wat. That day there will be an announcement. Allah, وَإِنَّكُمْ جَعَلْتُمْ نَسَبًا وَجَعَلْتُ نَسَبِي جَعَلْتُ أَكْرَمَكُمْ أَتْقَاكُمْ وَلَكِنْ أَبَيْتُمْ وَقُلْتُمْ إِنَّ فُلَانَ ابْنَ فُلَانٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْ فُلَانِ ابْنِ فُلَانٍ الْيَوْمَ أَبَوْ نَسَبَكُمْ وَأَرْفَعُ نَسَبِي أَيْنَ الْمُتَّقُونَ أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ أَيْنَ الصَّائِمُونَ. That day the announcement will take place. Listen, you people had one basis of respect, dignity and honor. What was your basis? The one who was wearing the Armani suit or the Hugo Boss suit or driving the fancy car or had the big investment portfolio, you looked up to him. And the one who was living a simple life, you looked down upon him. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, this was one of the fundamental efforts that they made to instill this conviction in the heart of insan that the criteria in the court of Allah will not be that which is external, will be that which is inside. Insan ke qeemat andar ke sarmaya se bandhe hai, bahar ke sarmaya se nahi hai. Once Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting with Sahaba, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu walks past. He was Nahiful Jism. The wind blows. His kurta lifts, his lungi lifts. The thin shins like pegs of the legs of Abdullah bin Mas'ud become visible. One or two Sahaba giggle. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turns to them. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّهُمَا لَأَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ جَبَلِ أُحُدٍ. By the qasam of that being in whose hand lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the two shins of Abdullah bin Mas'ud will be weightier on the scale of deeds than the mountain of Uhud. What was it? What was inside? Once he is sitting with his students from amongst the tabi'een, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what does he say to them? Antum aktharu siyaman wa salatan wa ijtihadan min ashabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa hum ma'a dhalika kanu khayran minkum. You people need more salah, exert yourself more in ibadat than the sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but despite this they were better than you. They said, Bima, Ya Abdullah, Bima, why? Why is it that they were better than us? Allahu Akbar, what does he say? Hum kanu azhada fi dunya wa arghaba fi akhirah. Hum kanu azhada fi dunya wa arghaba fi akhirah. Sahaba's yaqeen on akhirat was more. Their shock for akhirat was more. What does Ali radiallahu anhu say? Lo kushifal ghita, lo kushifal ghita, mazdattu imana. If the veil between us and akhirat had to be removed, Jannat and Jahannam came in front of our eyes, our iman would not increase. Hum kanu azhada fi dunya, their disinclination, disattachment with this dunya was more. Shauk for akhirat, shaghaf for akhirat, inclination for akhirat. Today the value system of this ummah is gone upside down. That day the announcement will take place. Listen, you had one basis of respect, we had one basis. Your basis was what was outside. What is our basis? Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa la yanzuru. Allah does not look at your appearance, Allah looks at what is inside. That day is coming, that day is coming. Allah protect us. Today even the namazi, even the namazi has got his forehead, his mata is on the ground, making sajda before Allah. On his lip, tongue are the words, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glory be to Allah who is the highest. But what have we done? We've erected idols. Idols of industry. Idols of commerce. Idols of scientific and technological advancement. Idols of the systems of this world. So that even in sajda, the forehead is on the ground, making sajda on the ground. But this heart is making sajda to those idols. And Allah says that day is coming, that day is coming, that day is coming. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah says we will reveal what is in the heart. We will take out what is in this heart. In Alam Yarwa the question was asked, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb? Allah didn't ask, أَلَسْتُ بِخَالِقِكُمْ. Am I not your Creator? Allah says, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb? Sustainer, nourisher, provider. Allah asked in Alam Yarwa, and everyone answered, Bala, Ya Allah, you are the Rabb. The short life in the world. Allah's imtihanga, Allah's examination room. What is the effort made on this heart? What is the direction of this heart? And look at that intizam and system which Allah puts into place. To remind insan again and again, to change the direction of his heart towards Allah. In every rakat of every salah, we are commanded by Allah. Repeat this, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah who is the Rabb of every alam. Going to ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Stand up in Qawma, Rabbana laka al-Hamd. Going to sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Every rakat of every salah. Bring this yaqeen, Allah is Rabb. Allah begins his Quran, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah finishes his Quran, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِي رَبِّ النَّاسِ. In between Quran, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يَتْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقُّ. So that in standing in Salah, Allah is Rabb. In Ruku, Allah is Rabb. In Qawma, Allah is Rabb. In Sajda, Allah is Rabb. Start Quran, Allah is Rabb. Finish Quran, Allah is Rabb. In between Quran, Allah is Rabb. And when you leave this world and go into the Qabr, the first question that will be asked is what? Mar Rabbuk. Who is the Rabb? In Alami Arwa, everyone said, Bala, Ya Allah, you are the Rabb. This short life was given. Allah's imtihan ga, Allah's examination room, going to the qabr, first question, Mar Rabbuk. Allah will not ask in Leicester Masjid who you made sajda to. No one will say you made sajda to Ghairullah. What question will be asked? Mar Rabbuk, who was the sustainer? Who was the nourisher? Who was the provider? And the tragedy, my respected brothers, is that that cassette or that CD that has got music on it, you can press the play button from now till Qiyamah, Qirat is not going to come out, music is going to come out. What is inside will be revealed. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. The other day I met one businessman, what he said, Mauli Sahab, be realistic. Mauli Sahab, be realistic. If you don't take loans on interest, then how are we going to be competitive in the marketplace? Ask ourselves this question, my respected brothers. How is it ever going to be possible? How is it ever going to be possible for such an individual to bring his life in conformance with the commands of Allah and to sacrifice for deen, who is prepared to challenge Allah and say that you say that riba is haram and I say without it I cannot get my risk and my sustenance? It is this napak, filthy, dirty yaqeen that is being invited towards in every direction, where we have erected idols of paisa, of the material things of this world, that have made it permissible to lie, to cheat, to deceive, to break the commands of Allah, to usurp the rights of others. This ummah, Allah protect us, Allah forgive us, has become a living embodiment of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُبَالِي الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمِنَ الْحَرَامِ. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, they will not care where the wealth is coming from, whether it is halal or haram will be of no consideration. Even the poor person, the poor man buys a lottery ticket, what does he do? He says, Mauli Sahab, make dua, my number comes. The namazi, making namaz, but usurping the rights of others. Hajj and Umrah, usurping the rights of others. Behind this is what? Incorrect yaqeen. This is why the Mawla Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi used to say, all the gutters and all the filth and all the stench of this world put together is not equivalent to the stench that emanates from the heart which has incorrect yaqeen. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, this was the first effort to correct the yaqeen of this heart. What does Allah say in the Quran? What is knowledge? What is knowledge? قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Look at the vehemence. Look at the authority contained in this expression. قُلْ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدْ. Are you inviting me towards something away from Allah? Any ideology, any invocation, any incantation, any invitation away from Allah, what does Quran label it? Ayyuhal jahilun, that is jahalat. Jahalat is not lack of worldly advancement or PhDs or worldly degrees. My respected brothers, jahalat is jahalat of Allah. When that azan goes, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, if that call does not cause one to go towards the masjid, more jahil than that, there is nothing. Greater jahalat than that, there is nothing. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This whole mankind, this whole humanity is waiting. This is not an ordinary ummah. This is the ummah of the Quran. This is the ummah of Islam. This is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Zamakhshari rahmatullahi alayhi, what did he say? He said the Quran does not have a name. The Quran does not have a name. But if the Quran had to be given a name, it would be this expression of the Quran where Allah says, Hada, Hada, Balagul Linnas. This is tabligh. This is tabligh. This is a message for humanity. وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. This is the ummah of Dawat. This is the ummah of Tabligh. This is the ummah of the Quran. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ. Who will make Tabligh? Who will make Tabligh of this Quran? Who will make Tabligh of this deen? Whose responsibility? The first da'i, first muhmalligh, Ya Ayyuhal Rasul. Ya Ayyuhal Rasul. Allah directly addresses His beloved. Ya Ayyuhal Rasul, O my Nabi, Balligh, Balligh, Ma Unzila Ilayka Min Rabbi. Make tabligh of this deen. What was the dictate of this? What was the requirement of this? Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Tabligh to who? Balaghul linnas, for the entire humanity. He should have had the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam. He should have had the kingdom of Sulaiman of Dhulqarnain. He should have had the amenities of this world at his disposal. Yet what was the reality? What was the reality? Wulida yateeman. Wulida yateeman. Wa'asha faqeeran. Wa mata miskina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was born a yateem, an orphan. He lived the life of a faqeer. And he left this world a miskin. Ulama say, what is faqir? They say, faqir is that person who has sufficient food till the evening. What is miskin? That person who has nothing at home. The last night of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last night, and what does our mother Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha say? She says, I sense this was the last night. There was no oil. There was no oil to light the lantern in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I went to the Ansari neighbor and I said, Behen, lend me some oil. Lend me some oil. Because I want to light the lantern in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That home which lit the light of Hidayat in the four corners of the world. There was not sufficient oil to light the lantern in that home. Why? Because everything was placed on the mantle of Qurbani and sacrifice. For the zimmedari and responsibility of tabligh. To convey this message, this dard, this pain, this concern, this worry, to link one person with Allah, to introduce humanity to Allah, to introduce humanity to the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show one person the road to Jannat. Rajab just passed, Mi'rajun Nabi, what was the reality? Allah showed him Jannat. Allah showed him Jahannam. That maqam, that status, such a mu'jiza, such a miracle, that distinguished him from all the other anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. This reality where he said that which no other nabi said, Ana nabiyul anbiya, Ana nabiyul anbiya, I am the nabi of the anbiya also. This Allah showed in His Mi'raj when He made Imamat of Anbiya. Such a vast space, such a vast space. It is said this solar system in which we are living in. When we talk of solar system, we're not talking about the sun. Sun, 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors. This is just one tiny part. In 1981, there's a magazine published by a Christian organization under the title The Plain Truth. In it, they reproduced an article of a treatise that was written by NASA at that time.
And the crux or summary of that, January 1981 edition, what they said this universe is so vast, so vast, so vast, that what we can see is only 3%, because there's only light in 3%. The other 97% is what we call the black hole. The density of the matter of the black hole is such that one tablespoon of the matter of the black hole is more than the other 3% of the universe. Such a vast universe Allah has created. The sun is only one star. They said the diameter of the sun is 1,392,000 kilometers. In this galaxy, what we call the Milky Way, in which we are, there are some stars. Sun is 1,392,000 kilometers. There are some stars, the diameter of which is 400 million kilometers. There is one star, the diameter of which is 1.4 billion kilometers. They say in this galaxy, they estimate there are 200 million stars. This galaxy is so vast, that if you travel at the speed of light, light moves at the speed of 186,282 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers per second. Something traveling at that speed in 1 year, what we call a light year, will cover a distance of 9.5 trillion kilometers. It is said this galaxy, they estimate the length of it is 150,000 light years. Just this one galaxy. And they say in the 3% that is visible of the universe, there are approximately 170 billion other such galaxies. According to that report of NASA, they say there are so many stars in just this 3% that if 1 second, 1 second, 1 second is given to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Time was stopped. The clock was stopped. Allah took His Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. No space suit, no astronaut outfit. Through this entire space. First heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven. Right up till the Sidratul Muntaha. That point beyond which no creation of Allah had ever ventured. At that point, Jibreel says, Ya Rasulullah, if I have to go one hair's breadth further, I will be burnt to ashes. There is only permission for you to go beyond this point. He goes beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. Qazi Ayaz Rahimullah mentions the riwayat in his Shifa. That Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Faraqani Jibreel. Jibreel left me. I was totally, completely alone. When qata'at al-aswat, there was total, complete silence. Obviously, he had reached a point where no creation had ever ventured. There was complete silence. Naturally, one would become afraid. All of a sudden, what happens? He says, فَسَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي فَسَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي لِيَهْدَأْ رَوْعُكْ يَا حَبِيبِي أُدْنُ أُدْنُ أُدْنُ. He says, all of a sudden I heard the kalam of my Allah. That do not be afraid, O my beloved. Do not be... Kamal al-Qurb. That position, that status, no other creation had ever been. Conversation takes place. Right, this lengthy time is limited. Ya Rabbi, ittakhadhta Ibrahim al-Khalila. وَآتَيْتَهُ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا وَكَلَّمْتَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا وَآتَيْتَ دَاوُودَ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا وَأَلَنْتَ لَهُ الْحَدِيدَ وَآتَيْتَ سُلَيْمَانَ مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَسَخَّرْتَ لَهُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ وَالرِّيَاحَ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَحْيَيْتَ لِعِيسَى الْمَوْتَى فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. He says, oh my Allah, you made Ibrahim your Khalil. You suffered lead for Dawud alayhi salam. You gave Sulaiman alayhi salam a kingdom the like of which no one will ever receive. You brought the dead to life for Isa alayhi salam. You spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. Oh my Allah, what have you kept for me? Allah responds, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ أَعْتَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. Have I not given you better than all this? Adam was Safiullah alayhi salam, Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, Musa Kalimullah alayhi salam, Isa Ruhullah alayhi salam, amma anta, fahabibullah. You are the beloved of Allah. Muhammadun Maktub. Allah says it is written. Muhammadun Habibur Rahman. Muhammad is the Habib, beloved of Rahman. Wallah zukirt, illa zukirta ma'i. And from now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, yunada bihi fi jawis sama. Like Hassan bin Thabit, radiyallahu ta'ala, who says, agarra alayhi linnubuwati khatamu, min Allahi mashhudu, yaluhu wa yushhidu, wa dhammal ilahu isman nabiyyi ila ismihi, idha qala fil khamsil مؤذن أشهد وشق له من اسمه ليجله فذو العرش محمود وهذا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says the seal of Nubuwwat glittered on his back, a shining testimony, this was the Nabi of Allah. وضم الإله اسم النبي إلى اسمه. Allah joined the name of his Nabi with his name, as is attested to by the Muazzin 5 times every day. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Immediately أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ. Allah broke off a portion of his name for his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the owner of the arsh is Mahmud and he is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma makes tafsir of this. أَلَّا ذُكِرْتْ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never to be separated. فِي الْأَذَانِ وَالْإِقَامَةِ وَالتَّشَهُدِ وَيَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ على المنابر ويوم الفطر ويوم الأضحى وفي خطبة النكاح وبين الصفا والمروة وفي عرفة وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never to be separated, not in azan, not in iqamat, not in tashahud in salah, not on the day of Jumu'ah, on any of the members of the entire world, not in the khutbah of nikah, not in Mina, not in Arafat, not between Safa and Marwa, and not in the east or the west will the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a Nabi, taken on this Mi'raj, what was he given? We have become an ummah of rituals. We have become an ummah of occasions. What was the sabab? What was the lesson? What was the haqiqat? What was the reality? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, what does he say? Lil-abadi, bayna yaday illahi mawqifan. Mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salatihi, wa mawqifun bayna yadayhi yawm liqai rabbihi. Sabak of Mi'raj, lesson of Mi'raj. What does Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says? He says that every person in his life, there are two occasions. There are two occasions when he will present himself in Allah's courts. One is 5 times every day of the Musalla. That is the first occasion. The second occasion is on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحَقِّ الْمَوْقِفِ الْأَوَّلِ هُوِنَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْقِفِ الْآخَرِ. He says, fulfill the right of the first standing. Fulfill the right of the first standing. Allah will make the second standing easy for you. وَمَنْ اِسْتَهَانَ بِهَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ وَلَمْ يُوَفِّ حَقَّهُ شُدِّدْ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ الْمَوْقِفِ. If this standing is made a mockery of, Allah's Rasul said, a time will come upon my ummah, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يُصَلُّونَ وَلَا يُصَلُّونَ. He said, my ummah will be making salah, but what they will be making will not be salah. He said, يُوشِكُ أَن تَدْخُلَ مَسْجِدَ الْجَامِعِ فَلَا يَرَى رَجُلًا خَاشِعًا. He says, you will enter Jami Masjid. Thousands of musallis, not one person will have khushu in his salah. Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, that sahabi who will be raised up on the day of judgment with the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hand. He describes salah. What does he say? مَنْ عَرَفَ مَنْ عَلَى يَمِينِهِ وَمَنْ عَلَى شِمَالِهِ وَهُوَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلَا صَلَاتَ لَهُ. He says, if you are conscious of who is on your right and who is in your left, and you are in salah, that is not salah. We haven't understood whose court we are standing in. فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبَدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ وَصَالَ الْرَبِّ الْأَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. He says, when a person stands, like the poet says, when a person stands in the Musalla and says, Allahu Akbar, every distance, every boundary, every obstacle between him and Allah is removed. He's enveloped with the mercy of Allah. His example is what? Kana ka abadin babu mawlahu yaqra'u. He's knocking. Knocking where? At the door of the bank manager. At the door of his friend. At the door of that human being who is more in need than he is. No! He's knocking at the door of Allah's arsh. He's knocking at the door. Allahu Akbar is what? He's knocking at the door of Allah's arsh.
فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِحِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا.
He says he is in direct munajat with Allah. If only he would have khushu in that salah. Daniel alayhi salam, Jaleel al-Qadr Nabi, Qadada narrates the riwayat. He says, ذُكِرَ لَنَا أَنَّ دَانِيَال عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ نَاتَ أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدْ صلى الله عليه وسلم. That he praised this ummah, that Allah has given the ummah to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم such a salah, such a salah, such a salah. لَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ نُوحٍ مَا غُرِقُوا.
If the salah was given to the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam, they would never have drowned.
وَلَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ عَاد وَقَوْمُ ثَمُود مَا أُرْسِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمِ وَمَا أَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّيْحَةِ. If the same salah was given to قَوْمِ عَاد or قَوْمِ ثَمُود, then azab of Allah which befell those nations would never have befallen them. Such a salah. This call is being made nowadays by kalima namaz, kalima namaz, kalima namaz. What do we say? Come with a complex solution. What the so-called intelligentsia say. Then what is this kalima namaz you are talking about? We have to come with a complex solution to what is facing the ummah.
Wallah, my respected brothers, there is no complex solution. This ummah has to come back to the masjid. This ummah has to come unto the yaqeen of Allah. And this ummah has to learn to take from Allah through salah. What qurbani didn't the Sunnah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give? What hardship didn't he undergo? To link one person to Allah. To connect one person to Allah. He was a living embodiment. Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. This Quran, balaghul linnas. Muballigh awwal, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that, such a dard, such a pain, such hardship, such qurbani he gave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, أُذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُذَ أَحَدٍ أُخِفْتُ فِي اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَخَفْ أَحَدٍ وَلَقَدْ أَتَتْ عَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُونَ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَوْمِي وَلَيْلَةِ مَا لِي وَلِي بِلَالٍ مَا يَأْكُلُهُ ذُو كَبِنْ إِلَّا مَا يُوَارِي بِهِ إِبْتُ بِلَالٍ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, for the sake of my ummah, I suffered more than any human being in the annals of history. I was made to fear more than any human being in the annals of history. And they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu 30 consecutive days. 1 month! And there wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat besides what Bilal radiallahu anhu could conceal underneath his armpits. That level of fatah, that level of hardship, that level of difficulty, for what? For this responsibility of dawah and tabligh. For this dard and pain for humanity. 23 years of nubuwwat, the dictate was what? We should have had the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam. Yet only 23 years of nubuwwat, 8,156 days. And who is more authorized? Who is more authorized to present the karguzari of that 23 years than our mother, Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha? That personality who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves this world with his head resting on her chest. Before he could pass away, Aisha was using miswak. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at her. He looked at the miswak. She realized that he desired it. She softened it with her own saliva and she placed it in the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that when my Nabi left this world, the last thing in his mouth was the saliva of Aisha radhiyallahu anha. Qazi Ayaz rahimullah in the Shifa mentions the riwayat
where Aisha radiallahu anha concisely presents before the Ummah till Qiyamah the 23 years of Qurbani and sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She presents a summary, a gist of it. At the end of it, we find this expression where she said, "Fama aqama ba'da dhalika illa shahra." She says, after this, what I am telling you, my Nabi lived for one more month only. This was 30 days before his demise. Aisha presented this gist of his qurbani. What does she say? She says, "Lam yamtali jofun nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shib'an qattu wa lam yabutha shikwa ila ahad wa kanat alfaqatu ahabba ilayhi min alghina wa law sha'a sa'ala rabbahu jami'a kunuz al-ard wa thimariha wa ragad 'aishaha." Allahu Akbar. What does she say? She says, 23 years and my Nabi did not eat stomach full once even. He never complained to anyone. He preferred hunger. He preferred hardship. He preferred difficulty over ease. If he wanted, Allah would have opened the door of the world upon him. Yet what does she say? She says, I used to observe that sometimes an entire night his body he would be tossing from left to right, tossing, turning, restless because of the pangs of hunger. Yet she says, a night spent like that would not stop him from fasting the next day. She says, on one occasion I got up in the dead of night and what did I see? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his back bent over. He was pressing his stomach to the plank of the bed. I said, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? He said, Aisha, the pangs of hunger have become too difficult for me to bear. She says, I placed my hand on his stomach. I started pressing his stomach to try to alleviate the pangs of hunger. And I said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua to Allah. Make dua to Allah that Allah opens the door of well. He said, Aisha, I will not make that. Aisha, I will not make the dua. Mali walid dunya. What is there for me in this dunya? Everything placed on the mantle of qurbani and sacrifice for this ummah. How one person can be saved from jahannam. One person to go to jannah. Such a weight of responsibility Allah had placed upon him. La nabiyya ba'di wa la ummata ba'da ummati. No other nabi to come. No one else to bear this burden. Millions and billions like ants, humanity to come till Qiyamah. The weight and burden of their akhirat and their salvation had been placed on the shoulders of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhar Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa illam taf'al fama ballaghta risalata. What was the nizam that he put into place? He said, oh my ummah, Balligu anni, walau ayah. Make tabligh of this deed, even if you know one ayat also. Quran is balaghul linnas. First muballigh ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. What did he exhort his ummah? Balligu anni, make tabligh walau ayah. And then, when just a few months remain. When just a few months remain, his Hajjatul Wada. Surah Nasr comes down. Idha jaa Nasrullahi wal Fath. In it is Ishara, the time of Al Wida has come near. The time to go has come near. He delivers the same khutbah that he gave on the 9th and 10th. But Surah Nasr had come down, he gathered Sahaba again. The uncle of Yazid bin Abi Ruqashi, holding the rein of his camel Azuba. This time on the 11th in Mina, there is one addition to his khutbah. What is an addition? Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada. Oh my ummah, after this year you will see me no more. No words can describe the dard and the pain this must have caused in the hearts of Sahaba. This is Al-Wida. He delivers his message at the end of it. One question only. Hal ballagh. That which this ummah today regards to be the work of one group or one organization. Why don't we have a namazi jamaat or a hajj jamaat or a roza jamaat? This is a misnomer, tablighi jamaat. There is no tablighi jamaat. There is no organization or group. Dawat and tabligh, like salah is an order of Allah, and like zakat is an order of Allah, and like hajj is an order of Allah. By the qasam of my Allah, dawat and tabligh is an order of Allah. This legacy of mercy for humanity of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to permeate till qiyamah, there is no other nizam besides the responsibility of dawat and tabligh. That this ummah accepts the dard and pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hal ballagh? Have I fulfilled the haqq of tabligh? Have I fulfilled the haqq of tabligh? What did Sahaba respond? بلغت الرسالة وأديت الأمانة ونصحت الأمة وكشفت الغمة وجاهدت في سبيل الله حق جهادي. يا رسول الله, you fulfilled the haqq, you fulfilled the haqq. What was this question? What did it mean, هل بلغ? That, oh my Sahaba, I tied two stones to my stomach. Was there a third one that I should have tied? Oh my Sahaba, two of my daughters were given talaq. Should another one have been given talaq? Oh my Sahaba, my Zainab was pierced in her stomach with a dagger and she suffered till she became shaheed. Should she have suffered more? Oh my Sahaba, two months, fire would not be lit to cook food in my house. Should it have been a third month? Was there some more qurbani, some more hardship, some greater difficulty that I could have given for the hidayat of my ummah that I didn't do? That is what halballagh meant. He never asked us about anything else, not about salah, zakat or hajj. Have I fulfilled the haqq of it? Only tabligh, have I fulfilled the haqq of it? Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, you have fulfilled the haqq. He raises up his finger to the heavens. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Allah, you be a witness. Allah, you be a witness. Allah, you be a witness. And then what does he say? فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبُ. هذا بلاغ للناس. Quran is tabligh for humanity. يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك. What did he say? بلغوا عني ولو آية. And then as the leaving this world, فليبلغ الشاهد منكم الغائب. Oh my ummah, this responsibility, this concern, this cry for humanity, I am handing it over to my ummah. And one riwayat it comes, it says, oh my ummah, in fulfilling this responsibility of dawat and tabligh, do not turn your back upon it. La tusawwidu wajhi yawm al-qiyamah. Do not become a source of embarrassment to me on the day of judgment. May Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi wa nur. Allah use that manna of his, my respected brothers, to remind this ummah of that sabak which we forgot, and forgot that we forgot. That each ummati jisne huzur e pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke khatm e nubuwat par iman laya, dawat o tabligh uski zimmedari ban gayi. The one who has brought iman on the khatm e nubuwat of janab rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dawat and tabligh is his responsibility. To learn this, my respected brothers, our elders are saying we have to give four months in the path of Allah. Who is ready? Don't wait for others. Don't wait for others. Now is the time, my respected brothers. The standing up is not a legal promise. It's not some document that we are signing. The standing up is dua. We are asking Allah, you accept me for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Stand up, and it's very quickly. Who's ready, inshallah? 4 months in the path of Allah.
Tashkil wale bhi khade ho jaye.